G'day everyone, welcome back to this week's episode. In this particular episode, we're going to cover part two of Joy's question from last week about Amazon reviews. And in last week's episode, we covered off on how to get more reviews to your Amazon book listing, whether or not you're selling your book from Amazon or from your own website. In this week's episode, we're going to cover part two, which is why Amazon and those third-party marketplaces sometimes seem to delete or even throttle the amount of reviews that you can get to your book listing. So this is a fantastic episode and I really hope you enjoy it. What's going on everyone? This is Ty Hillam and you're listening to Authorship Secrets Radio. So here's the real mystery. Why is it that authors are the only professionals who have to work a normal job just to make ends meet? They can dedicate years of their life to produce a work of art that no one ever reads. What if there was a way to earn a real income selling your book and get it into the hands of your ideal reader? What if there was a way for authors to ditch their job and make authorship their full-time profession? That's the glaring question, and this podcast will take you on a journey to this answer. My name is Ty Hillam, and welcome to Authorship Secrets Radio. This is actually a really big sticking point, and it's something that's been or become more prevalent during the last couple of years. But before I dive into that question, I just want to take a moment to underscore the reason behind why this happens. So most reviews that are removed happen automatically by an algorithm. You know, the algorithm changes all the time. What worked in the past doesn't necessarily work today, and what works today won't necessarily work tomorrow. So it's important to understand that anything that could be true now may not be true in the future. And it's also important to understand the purpose of the algorithm and the goal of the organization that uses it. So this isn't just specific to Amazon. This is the same for Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, any other social media platform or aggregator of books or online retailer or marketplace of books, etc. But in this case, we're talking about Amazon, its goals, and its algorithm. Now, the reason Amazon has become so big, relatively speaking, so quickly, is because its founder, Jeff Bezos, is relentlessly focused on giving their customers the best shopping experience in the world. You know, he forewent years upon years of profits by reinvesting all of their revenue back into the development of the platform. And he even did this when Amazon went public back in 1997. He didn't actually let it make a profit until 2001. I think it was something measly like $5 million, just enough to get shareholders off his back. And could you imagine that? You bought shares in a company and its founder didn't let the company make profit for 4 years. That's crazy. That's how focused he is. Can you imagine the pressure he would have been under for all that time to turn a profit? It would have been insane. But the point is, customer experience comes before everything else. And that includes the sellers, which includes you as an author. The thing to remember is they don't need you. There's more than 50 million titles on Amazon and KDP. So if some authors or sellers get annoyed that their reviews are being deleted by the algorithm and then leave the platform, Amazon doesn't care. There's plenty of more authors to replace you. Kind of like the Hydra. You know, cut off one head and then two more grow back in its place. Anyway, the reason your reviews are being deleted. It's difficult to say with 100% certainty because any platform that uses an algorithm likes to keep it top secret. That stops people from gaming the system and then trying to take advantage of it. And Amazon is no different in this regards. As a result, it's hard to get a clear answer on this, even if you were to reach out to Amazon directly and ask. So if you were to experience some reviews get deleted or something like that, and you reached out to them asking why that happened, they're not going to give you a straightforward answer. They might refer you to the reasons why it can happen, and I say that plural, and which includes a list of things. So breaching their terms of service and things like that. But that doesn't tell you if you breached the term of service, if that's the reason why it was deleted. And it doesn't tell you which particular rule in that terms of service that was breached anyway. And so it's very vague. In fact, Amazon has never even issued an official statement about deleted or blocked reviews. Now, with that said, everything that we know comes firsthand from sellers and the breadcrumb trails that are left behind. So essentially, it's believed to be three common situations, or there are three common situations that are reported as being of what might happen to do with reviews. So number one is deleted reviews themselves. Number two is blocked reviews, meaning they're there, but they're invisible. And number three is throttled reviews, meaning they might only permit a certain number of reviews to be left on your book or whatever other product you're selling per day. And the interesting thing on that one is the number of throttled reviews depends on whether or not they're unverified reviews or verified reviews. And generally, the unverified reviews will be throttled more than the verified. And if you're in that situation, you might find that you can only have between like 1 and 3 unverified reviews left daily. So someone might go to the platform to leave a review to only to find they can't. And there's a number of reasons for that too. It could be the throttled reviews on your end, or it could be something to do with them personally. Often the only way you'll know this is happening is if a customer reaches out to you and lets you know. Now, the underlying cause for all three, so the deleted reviews, blocked reviews, and throttled reviews, is usually something to do with unusual reviewing behavior. And there's a lot of different reasons for this floating out there. I believe there's 4 primarily. 3 are a little bit more mainstream, but you may or may not know about. The 4th one is a bit controversial, so I'll leave that one for last. So 1, a book that has too many unverified reviews. Basically, that means Amazon couldn't confirm that your book was either purchased on their marketplace, and if it was, it wasn't purchased for its normal-ish price. So what that means is you can't drastically drop the price of your book temporarily just to encourage people to buy a copy from Amazon in order to get a verified review from them. So if you thought you could game it in that regards, you know, once upon a time you might have been able to do that, but they've changed that. So a verified review is not just a product or a book that's bought from Amazon, and that allows that person to then leave a review, but also that person paid what should be the normal price. So just keep that one in mind. Number 2, your books have odd or suspicious words or phrases within those particular reviews. And I can't tell you what those words might be. Usually those type of reviews that get flagged by that rule are created by review bots. So if your audience, your readers, are real human beings and handwriting from scratch an honest review that they haven't copy and pasted from somewhere else, then that review should be fine and shouldn't be tripped up by that particular rule. Number 3, you've received a suspiciously high number of sales or reviews out of the blue. Now that one is tricky because it's hard to gauge what the threshold might be for suspiciously high. I think that one would probably be more likely to impact you if you're getting a lot more reviews. So you're getting a lot of sales and a lot of reviews. And generally these, at least in my opinion, are more of the e-commerce type products where they're selling, you know, hundreds if not thousands of their items every day. Or if you're an extremely well-known, famous author or someone who's getting a lot of sales daily, and then you get huge spikes out of the blue. Or you've just started a new campaign, like the book's just been launched, and then all of a sudden, as soon as it's opened up, boom, you know, out of the blue, it spikes very quickly. And it kind of is an extension to that one, is, how do I word this? The ratio of reviews to sales is too high. So if you've got 100 reviews, sorry, if you've got 100 sales and you've got a very high percentage of those are leaving reviews, whether they're verified or not, that could also trigger the algorithm to flag something as being not quite right, and then either throttle your reviews or potentially go through and start deleting them. What you need to remember is you want to make sure that you're getting as many verified reviews as possible. And if you're not selling your books via Amazon, that's a bit more difficult. So you might just find that you get to a point where you're asking your readers to leave reviews on Amazon. And if you've got enough books getting sold, you might find that you can get a couple of unverified reviews every day. And then all of a sudden, those that come after that go to leave a review and they're unable to. So potentially, you can layer your request for reviews in your emails via different methods. So you could ask some people to leave it via Amazon, and you can ask others to leave it on Facebook. So it might be worth mixing up where you're asking those reviews from. And the other thing is, I would also go through and screenshot your reviews that you are getting on Amazon, so that way you can then reuse them on other platforms. So if you've got your own author website, there's nothing wrong with screen capturing the reviews that you've got on Amazon and then listing them onto your actual website, because you don't know how long those reviews will stay there for. Now, on that note, the fourth one, the account that left the review might have been banned or even erased. And this usually happens to accounts that have taken part in some type of incentivized reviews. And you should remember that I spoke about this briefly earlier. That's why you don't want to offer bonuses in exchange for reviews on Amazon, because you and your customers might all end up with banned accounts. And that can have an effect on not only yourself and your customer, but then also your fellow peers that have also received legitimate reviews from that reader in the past. Okay, I said I was going to save the best for last. And this one is a bit controversial, and it's also the hardest to prove. But what I want you to keep in mind is the following. If you understand Amazon's goal, which is to give its customers the best possible shopping experience, and you understand some of the ways its algorithm provides this with regards to the quality of reviews, meaning they want real, honest, and unbiased reviews. And lastly, you can connect the dots, then you'll be able to make your own assessment on this one. So have you ever noticed or looked at your social settings inside of your Amazon account? Have you seen how you can connect your Facebook account to use features across Amazon websites, devices, and different applications that require access to your Facebook account? Things like sharing with your Facebook friends, accessing your photos, discovering new products based on your likes, even sharing your Amazon reviews directly to your Facebook author page. Well, let me ask you this. If you were Amazon and you had the same goals that they currently have, and you were in charge of the algorithm and how it operates, and you were able to make a connection between the Facebook accounts of a reviewer and a seller, would you deem that relationship likely to result in a biased review that is not in the best interest of your customer, the Amazon customer? And if you could, would your algorithm permit that review, or would it delete it? I'll leave that one up to you to decide. But if you are concerned about it, you can always unlink your Amazon account from your Facebook account. Either that, or just ensure that there is no actual link between the Facebook account that you've chosen to use and then any of your readers. And that's a really tough one, because social media is one of the most powerful promotional tools that you have available as an author. If you'd like to see a good summary of what Amazon's terms of service are, obviously you can go to Amazon directly. If you see it there, it's quite lengthy and it's a bit dry, and it doesn't really tell you the so what of those terms of service, but by all means go through it. Otherwise, include a link to a really good page that summarizes the terms of service and what it means to you. And I'll do that in the show notes. So if you want to check that out, make sure you go check out the show notes for this episode. And you'll be able to get that that link that will give you that summary and what it means to you and how you can use it. All right, Joy, thanks again for submitting your question for the G'day Thai segment. I hope I've answered it for you. For everyone else that's listening, if you'd like to submit a question of your own, head over to authorshipsecrets.com. And then from there, just go down to the G'day Thai widget and submit your question. That's it for today. Like always, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And if you did, be sure to rate it and leave a review wherever you get your podcast from. The only incentive is that you'll feel good about it. Plus, karma rewards that sort of thing. Anyway, I appreciate you and I hope you have an amazing day. Hey, if you love this episode, don't forget to subscribe and to leave feedback. You know, I read all the comments and I really take on board all the feedback. So I'd love to see what you have to say and how you're enjoying the show and anything you'd like me to cover. So thanks in advance.